She got bit by Fumino dogs who didn't know how good they had. And when God sits down for a game of cards, you know she don't cut the deck right. Deals, you know, aces most of the time, but our girl won't go down without a fight. Freighter, she ran down them tracks, pouring love by the ton. They said no coal to fire that fine woman's flame, just joy and peace and love. Oh, they say that life's a road without end, and Cleveland to Caroline sure far. But as I look ahead, I can see no stars, and happiness feels so far away from the hollow of the grave. So let's remember the joy that she spread back up the road again. Freighter, she ran down them tracks, pouring love by the ton. No coal to fire that fine woman's flame, just joy and peace and love. I said no coal to fire that fine woman's flame, just joy and peace and love.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I am Mellow Max, and I'm joined by Jared Goldman, and I'll let you get back to it.
Awesome. All right, here's a more raucous number. It's one of the newer ones in the repertoire as well, so.
Slowly clogging up my mind, yeah, better left
heads unturned. Life is short, and love moves fast. People change, yeah, and it don't last. Find a friend, hold them fast. Even if you ain't got the right words to say, you can kick it. So that was Kick It. Next up, have another song about death. I'm here to brighten your mood on this pre-4th of July Wednesday. Time is gone to wander in snowy, windy weather.
together. So one by one, then two by two, the world turns slowly without you. One by one, then two by two, days creep by but all fade to blue. One by one, then two by two, the world turns slowly without you.
That was Without You. Now for something completely different.
Joanna, you're my saving grace. Your eyes, your lips, your rosy face, your smile makes me dream of brighter days. Well, I got your number from a friend, and I don't know how this trip will end, but I know I can't go home alone. Well, I got... I've always been a rolling stone, never had a place to call my own. A woman told me through the night, but since I met you, I'm convinced it's not fate but providence that brought you here to me. Joanna, you're my saving grace. Your eyes, your lips, your rosy face, your smile makes me dream of brighter days. Well, I got your number from a friend, and I don't know how this trip will end, but I know I can't go home alone. Said I've been running most of my days, last 20 years out of haze, but I know that your love will see me through. Joanna, you're my saving grace. Your eyes, your lips, your rosy face, your smile makes me dream of brighter days. Well, I got your number from a friend, and I don't know how this trip will end, but I know I can't go.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you very much. And was that a Monty Python reference?
For which one?
The and now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just in my vernacular at this point.
I love throwing like very juxtaposing songs in sets. Like you get very, very mellow and then all of a sudden, whoa, something big.
Absolutely. So time has flown by.
Time has flown by.
And I know that you have a couple songs left on your set list, but it's 8:14, so we do have a very little bit of wiggle room. If you have another quick song, I know that you said that the last song
I can do the second to last one. It's a little bit shorter, and it's the one that's out on stuff. So that's good to always play that thing.
Absolutely, let's do that. And thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks
and,
for having me.
It's been a lovely... we can chat again after. So,
perfect.
Go for it.
Thanks, Max. This is Lake Two.
Begins to rise. Perfect, perfect for a moment, perfect. seeking shelter underground, seeking shelter underground. Bending leaves lay us down, down, back to, back to the world, back to the world. Our long trip down brings us home again, our long trip down gives us life again, our long trip down makes us one.
Thank you very much. Do you have any words of wisdom to leave us with?
Nothing's ever going to be perfect. Just enjoy it.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. This has been Mellow Max with Jared Goldman. And where can people find you on social media before you go? One more time.
Jared Goldman. The O's are zeros. And Bird Alert.
Mm-hmm.
And the band Further Notice. And Camberville Music.
Excellent. They've all been plugged. Now we're going to hear one quick song, and then I'll be joined by Makeout Palace for an interview, and then they will be playing later tonight at 10:30 p.m. This is Carol. All right, that was just Carol with Nancy's Roses Yellow. And now I am joined by Makeout Palace. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. All right, how are you all feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you could all come in on such short notice.
Yeah. We're stoked. We're headed out this weekend, and it just came up, and we were going to do a rehearsal, so it's exciting.
Yeah, where are you going to be playing?
We're going to Burlington on Friday, called
Vermont. Not Massachusetts.
Yeah, Burlington, Vermont, to a place, 198 Housing Street. And then we're going to Montreal, and then we're going to Albany.
Not bad going international on your first tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's basically a hop, skip, and a jump down the road, but it is a different country.
I had to get a passport, and it was hard.
Yeah, no, gathering the passports, doing all that. Only ever having really played New York outside of Boston, so it could be really exciting.
Excellent. Great. And would you all like to introduce yourselves? And say what instrument you play, too.
I am Aiden. I play the drums.
Hi, I'm Colin. I play the guitar.
Hey, I'm Riley. I play woodwinds.
I'm Eva. I sing and I play bass.
Excellent. And how long have all of you been playing together?
We met in 2019.
Yeah, we're coming up. Actually, this week, it's 5 years being in a band together.
It would be.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we met and I think started a band either like that day or like the next day or the day after that.
Yeah.
And it was just like immediate.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And right after I asked that, I realized that I knew that already from your timeline on your most recent albums.
True.
Cover.
Yes. Yeah. We put that on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty funny. And, so you guys have been playing together since 2019. And your most recent album came out, was that last year or earlier this year?
October 6th of last
October
year.
October 6th of last year, yeah.
Nice. Do you have anything coming up that you... You don't have to say anything.
We don't have anything like...
We don't have a date.
We don't have a date.
For a release, but we have things in the works.
We're
scheming. We're working.
Everything's really in motion at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can say that we're working on another album.
We're going to play two songs off of that album tonight.
It's to be clear, it's like written and like it's...
The
music is written.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. And let's see. So I'm just going to ask you guys a couple of rapid fire questions.
Sweet.
Just to get us loosened up. All right. Favorite words?
Favorite words.
That you can say on air.
Do you have one to start? I do if you don't.
Got nothing.
I think bubbles is one of those words that you got to think about, like, what makes a good word. And for me, a good word is a word where you say it and you look at what it's supposed to mean and you're like, that's it. That
I
really is.
I think that also moist gets a bad rep. Moist is like how you describe a delicious cake. And I don't get why people are like, ew, that's gross.
Ew.
Do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, right.
I think rapscallion really comes to mind with what you said.
That's good.
Like when I can see a rapscallion in my
good.
Head whenever I say
yeah.
that. You know?
I feel like I'm drawn towards like words for confusion, like befuddled.
Yeah.
Befuddled, bamboozled.
There's a lot of good words for being confused, for sure. There's a lot of confusing things.
And I wonder if those are kind of like mental onomatopoeia as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because bubble, I feel like that, yeah. And fun fact, that's actually my sister's first word.
No way.
Bubble. Yeah,
no
which way. Is like a crazy first word, but...
Wow. I didn't hear bubble that many times before.
That's an interesting thing for a baby to like pick up
it's
on.
It's a baby-coded word.
Yeah.
Baby
vibe. Baba, bubble.
Yeah.
Favorite colors? No wrong answers.
Red.
There we go.
Oh, like a sky blue.
I'm going to have to go purple.
I'm going to have to go just blue.
blue.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
regular
blue. I'm gonna
blue.
Go with blue. Yeah, blue.
If you had to pick one word to describe Makeout Palace, what word would you choose?
Friends.
I don't know why I wanted to say strife as soon as you said it's like you do like a word association game and I'm thinking of like the opposite of every word.
Enemies.
Ever. Yeah, friends. Yeah.
Rivals.
I'd say rock.
Raucous.
Raucous.
Ooh. Friends rock raucous and
awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty, yeah.
Dream musical collaboration. Living or dead? Up to you.
Living.
I hope they're alive. I really want.
Or you could put them in like a little box with like a timed cyanide.
It'd be hard to make music with.
They
a
could
dead
be
person.
Both. But. Schrodinger's musical accompaniment.
Max Roach. Max Roach. I would want to work with Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, just because I could say
it's one guy.
I could confirm it for people. I think he'd be fun.
You make Tame Impala multiple guys.
I would say that. I would meet him and say, hey, this is just like two guys.
Tame Impalas.
Yeah. Probably buy a different old car together and name our band after that.
Nice.
So for each of you, favorite or who is a musician that you look up to in your own instrument?
I'm dodging this question a lot, if I'm quite honest.
There is one answer.
There is an answer, and I'm kind of dodging it. But I'm going to say, for me, it would probably be Jimmy Page or John Frusciante for me. But I'm a basic person like that.
That's got to be my teacher, George Garzon. Sax.
I would say probably Steve Gadd.
Mm-hmm. I want to say, like, as like a jazz kid growing up, I would have said like Jaco as like the bass, but also mm-hmm. as like the primary like lyric writer of the band, mm. Bill Withers.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's see. What's been your favorite gig playing as Makeout Palace?
This is kind of a leading question, I think, because you asked me, you said we could talk about it earlier.
Sure can.
There's these shows hosted by these people called Cuckzine, and these Cuck shows, for me at least, and I don't know if I'm speaking for everybody, but the most like intense shows we've ever played.
Yes.
To the best people.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It makes the band feel the most real. Mm-hmm. Although I will say also like playing in like little basements and stuff is pretty legit. Like our last one, I chipped my tooth in the crowd. Mm-hmm. I ran into the crowd. I chipped my tooth. That's pretty.
I forgot.
It's there. It's still there.
Yeah.
Pretty raucous.
But the Cuck shows have always been like the most off the wall. Like people stage diving. Like it's the whole thing. So it really feels like a rock show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are also a really fun community. I was talking with some people at the last one, and you guys came up, and because you weren't playing at the last one, but you played the one before that.
Yeah.
And there's a handful of bands like you guys and Tilt and like KO Queen like that keep playing, and it's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Cuck definitely brings good variety, but they also have, you know, some classics that everyone there likes.
I completely agree. I actually think that that's a part of it, that like, you know, there are these bands that like people can go to see, and they know it's cool, because when do you get to see that many bands that are like that good for only $15 like these days? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's a really good deal, and it's really cool community.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah. So big thumbs up for Cuck. Great scene.
Yeah.
And
sharing what you love with others, by the way.
Yeah.
For anybody for anybody really wondering why it's called that.
Very, very clever tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get a kick out of telling people that. It's like, oh wait, what's it called? And like, oh no,
it's
amazing. Like,
it's great.
It's clever.
Colin's parents came to the last one.
Yeah, my parents came to one, and I love talking to them about Cuck. I like calling my mom and being like,
fun.
I'm going to the Cuck tomorrow. It'll be fun.
Yeah. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
I'm going to say this, and it'll sound funny, but it's not a joke, but it is advice that I've been given quite a lot, and it's don't ever stop dreaming. Don't ever stop dreaming.
Don't be a jerk.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's good.
I was going to say a similar thing. Just be nice to people.
Yeah.
I also think, like, not like knowing that there's you can't have too much sweet without some sour. Like yeah. you got to be able to take some hits and like appreciate the good stuff because of it.
Every rose has its thorns,
as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the name Makeout Palace come from?
Ooh, this is a good one. Do you want to tell the story?
I don't think I know that it was originally a like much longer.
It was a huge name.
And we just modified all the words. It was that one.
Colin's roommate at 5 Week.
Yeah, where
at
we all met.
Summer program where we met, and they came up with a whole
really
a
long
whole
thing.
We were like, dude,
yada 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 yada, Makeout Palace, yada 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 yada, yeah, yada, yada, yeah. yada, and we just heard Makeout Palace.
We'll take that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It fits. I'm sorry. I don't need to go there on air. I had a little mess up. This morning on my Instagram post.
Oh, but
we
no.
moved past it. We moved past it. And we're speaking of Instagram, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah. If you go on Instagram, we are at Makeout Palace Official. And we have a website, makeoutpalace.com, and a YouTube channel.
Called Makeout Palace.
Called Makeout Palace.
Pretty
yeah.
easy to find.
No, and it's Makeout is make out one word, and then palace.
Yep. Very good. Let's see. Yada. Do you guys have any upcoming gigs?
We have the ones in Burlington, Vermont, Montreal, and Albany. And then the next time we're going to be in Boston is at Nice A Fest. And we're playing on the Saturday, so the 27th of July, coming Excellent. Back to Boston.
They haven't released the schedule yet, right?
No, not no, yet. They have not. We're still waiting on that.
There's so many different bands playing that yeah. I really like, and I'm just
trying
so,
to figure out yeah. when you're going to do it. Yeah.
I need to start figuring out what bands am I going to miss.
Yeah.
You know, that's the real question.
It's tough. There yeah. are a lot. There's so many. It's honestly, it was really surprising to see the lineup and see how many people like, yeah, like the, one of my personal favorites, The Calendars, is on our day.
Yep.
And that felt really cool to see them on that poster.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are there any other up and coming local bands that you're keeping an eye on?
Tongue Love. I really am a big fan of Tongue Love. I think mm-hmm. everything they're doing is really cool, and you should check them out.
They're going to be playing on the town next month.
Oh, cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. You should check them out. Nice. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else have a favorite? The main era?
Or the
main era folk.
The main era. Yeah.
The main era. They aren't the main era. If you look them up, they are just main era, but you know, if you've been around them, you know, they're kind of the main era.
Also our tour partners.
Oh, yeah. Muzak. Muzak. Cannot forget Muzak.
The coolest music ever.
And Charlie LaMonaco. Cannot Charlie forget LaMonaco. Charlie LaMonaco.
Everyone,
we have too
go
many
listen
we have
to Charlie LaMonaco.
To
we have like, a lot of friends.
There's a lot of great music in this scene.
Head First just dropped an EP, and there's an album coming up.
Yep.
There's
a ton of people. There's a ton of people.
There are a ton of people. But Foxy Grandpa.
Foxy Grandpa. Yeah. Foxy Grandpa.
I basically look at any of the Cuck
pretty much, yeah.
posters and yes. see who's played and yeah.
Yeah.
They're all incredible people. It honestly feels so cool that like the scene is so supportive. It's very cool.
Yeah. And it's really nice too. You know, I bumped into someone that I recognize from one of the Cuck Fests at a different
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, I saw you last time. You were being like a real menace in the mosh pit. How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, yeah, that was me. And yeah, no, and it's nice. It's a good community.
It is.
Very friendly. This is one for each of you to answer individually. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Mm-hmm. I got an answer. You go for it. No.
I'd love to be an oak tree. I grew up in the woods just surrounded by them, and I don't know. It seemed very steadfast.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
I also grew up in the woods. I would say I would go with a pine. A nice pine.
Mm-hmm. I was going to also go coniferous. I grew up in the Northwest, so I'd have to say maybe perhaps a western red cedar or something of that nature.
Palm.
Whoa.
Palm.
I'm going to go palm. I don't, you know, I've never really been around palm trees literally ever in my life, except for maybe like two times when I was on vacation. But every time I look at them, I'm just like, that's a really different tree.
Or
it's a really different tree.
Family.
The family. tree. It's all about family.
I think palm trees are technically grasses. Ooh. It could be wrong.
They're also not.
Well, I know so bands do is a grass.
I think my mom is here. I think I have to go.
Okay. What's the coolest venue you've ever been to? Other than what's the one that we can say? The
church?
Serendipitous.
Oh, spontaneous celebration? Spontaneous celebration. Spontaneous celebrations was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's honestly, I have to think for a second. We've definitely played some cool stages. Knitting Factory in New York comes to mind. Knitting Factory is a really cool place. Yep. It also helped that it was like our first time going outside of like Boston to play show, but Knitting Factory is very cool.
We also played, what was it called? The Outdoor Festival?
Oh, Wake Up the Earth Fest. Yes. JP, it was right outside a skate park over in JP, and it was so cool.
It was really cold outside. I couldn't feel my fingers, but it was like the best I've ever played, and there were like some of the coolest skaters doing like crazy stuff right across the way while we were playing. It was awesome.
Was that earlier this year?
Yes.
That was like
a month or two ago.
March or May?
I think May.
May. Yeah, May. It was in May.
Yeah, I saw that. That sounded cool. What movie would you want to make the soundtrack for? It could be a real movie or just one that you come up with.
I have two. Can I give you two answers?
Go for it.
The Thing.
No, we would do worse. We would do worse.
Nah, we would, but I'm. It would be really fun. It would be fun to watch that movie with whatever we came up with. I imagine like slide whistle and like some theremin. What's the other Michael Mann movie?
Collateral.
Collateral. I rescore Collateral by Michael Mann. That'd
be it's just me going, oh, the whole time.
Do you have a movie?
I would love to do a score for like a dumb like Mission Impossible type action movie.
Yeah.
How just dare you call Mission Impossible dumb?
It's dumb in the best way.
You have a movie, Riley?
The ones we said are good. I want to get in on that action flick.
Great.
We got the sax now, right? We
can
the mellow scene in the middle.
And it's funny that you say the sax now, because I believe it was at that last cuck that you played where you like officially made Riley.
We just knighted Riley.
Yeah.
There was a sword involved.
We recruited Riley,
over a year ago.
And we had I was very happy with the band, but we were writing songs where I felt like there was some slot that we could fill, and I was like, I had these like abstract ideas, and Aiden was like, I know a guy, and then Riley came to a rehearsal, and I was like, oh, yep, like there you go, there you have it. So yeah.
Yeah, let's take a minute to talk about Riley for a second. I'd really like to take a second to talk about how this guy to the right of me is one of the most incredible musicians I've ever met and most professional.
I second that motion.
Genuinely, we were making, this is some story about the album. So the song Marty McFly, it is the last track on the album, and it is the one that consistently, at least for me, makes me cry every time I hear it. And part of that is there's a build in the middle of the song where we sent it over to Riley. Like, we worked through the song together a little bit, but we sent it to Riley, and we were just waiting on what we were going to get back, and we get back a folder, and it's like, here's the part that we wrote together, and then here's a little bit extra, and we open up that little bit extra, and it's just some of those beautiful parts.
Well, I think he asked us before, he was like, hey, I have some ideas for this build, like, this thing, for like some other woodwinds, can I try it? And we were like, yeah, sure. I remember there being some like unsureness. And then, you sent it, and we were like, this is what the song is supposed to sound like.
It was incredible.
This is what the song is.
The emotional climax of one of our best songs. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It means a lot. Yeah. I had so much fun writing that build. It was summertime, and I just remember sweating my butt off in my apartment, being like, oh, dude, I need to do this recording. And I had my saxophones and my flutes and my bass clarinet out from a musical I was working on, and I just kind of did it, and I tried to write too much so that you would cut some stuff.
We kept all
that's
of
okay.
it.
Every piece,
everything every you morsel. Said just got slapped in, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check out Marty McFly. We will not be playing it.
Yeah, we will not be playing it tonight because there's no way to really do it justice. But we should actually say, yeah, we have an album out right now that you could stream everywhere. It is self-titled, so it's Make Out Palace. And we just got new CDs that are on our website and on kugzine.com.
Available online.
Available online. Free online. Shipping. Free ship.
Free shipping to your location.
Yeah.
$9.99.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, oh, we should just play it because we're on the radio and we can do that. But it is explicit.
It is.
If you give me the timing, I can just turn off the, or is it, is, I
it's
mean,
like it's entire.
The, okay, the chorus of the song and a lot, it'd be tough. It'd be definitely be a challenge. Sure.
Yeah.
That's like rhythm game extreme difficulty. it's
Yeah. Okay. Well, worth a shot. Listen to it on your own time then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I know when I listened to your album and I was like trying to pick out songs to play on the air a couple weeks ago, I just was like, yeah, well, I've got three songs that aren't explicit to choose from. That makes it nice and easy. Yeah.
We've brought you.
We do have.
We
a
brought you a radio edit of New Addiction, which is the first song on the album and one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I the past like year have been working at this cafe, and when we dropped the album, I wanted to play the songs in the cafe, but I had to cut it down. I think we probably have the same three have to put on.
Yeah.
They're good songs, but are also like the perfect songs for like a cat. I feel like for the cafe, like those are like the perfect ones.
For sure, yeah. They all go very nicely. It's good, and I like New Addiction. I'm excited to have that on CD or on whatever medium you brought it to.
I can do an MP3.
MP3s, yeah, it all works.
One of the CDs is actually all those songs, like all the clean songs, and then a compilation of like a few of the other Cuck artists just on that CD.
Cool. Sweet. Yeah. Very excited to hear that. When you guys are doing your songwriting process, what's that kind of look like?
There's like, in my head, there's three different ways, only two of which I actually am remembering.
Okay.
The first one in my head, well, okay, because I feel like there is more than one way, but like I can only really remember two. But like the two I remember is that I will like come up with a guitar riff sometimes, and then I'll wait for the next time we have a rehearsal, and then I'll just play whatever it is that I have, and then they will just almost immediately lock in, and then we build the rest of whatever else it is out together.
Or like if for like Uh-Oh and Marty McFly, like that was, Eva was like, I have an idea. And we just sort of came, or it'll just be, we just sort of jam and then it turns into something.
Those are the three.
Yeah, that's
it. It is like instant. Like we have walked into rehearsal being like, oh, we're going to rehearse just some of our songs. And then we just kind of start like playing a little bit, like warming up, and immediately we have a new song. I've already written a lot of the lyrics. We have played it through multiple times, and we're like, let's put it on the set list for the show that's tomorrow. Like, that has happened to us so many times.
I know is one that comes to mind for me with that. Yes. That was like just walking into rehearsal, picking up a guitar, and just... I'm not going to do the rest of it, actually. We'll play it later. Tune in later.
Yeah, stick around. They'll be on at 10:30. It's going to be great. Do you guys have any fun facts?
Eva usually does, but she saves them for
I do fun facts. I'm a big podcast listener, and a lot of my podcasts, they do fun facts at the beginning. And so I took that, and I stole it. And whenever we play shows, I give everyone a fun fact, and I don't tell them what their fun facts are ahead of time. And they're never true, and they're always like really wacky and silly. Mm. I will say a couple of band fun facts. Colin and I play a lot of Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
We are convinced that that is what keeps our musician bond so strong.
Yeah.
Same goes for like, we've played a lot of Mario Kart. Yes.
Yeah. That's all together though. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely like a very whimsical band.
Yeah.
I don't think we take anything very seriously.
Except
music, which is my heart and soul.
Yeah, except playing. I don't know any other fun facts. That you said every fun fact that came to my mind too. It's 5 years together this week. That's the other fun fact.
Any good party tricks?
I can actually tie a cherry stem.
Really?
Yeah. I was considering right now being like, look, I'll do it right now.
Show everybody on the radio.
Yeah, and then just like being silent for a second. And then being like, guys, come on. And you would all go, whoa. But I can do that. I can actually do that.
I know that at one point Eva and Aiden used to be able to do the, what is it, the switch, the knife that
like a butterfly knife?
Yeah, butterfly knife.
Oh, yeah.
Aiden's way better.
Yeah,
than
I have, that.
I can do a Rubik's Cube.
Got like the fingerboards. I can do also a Rubik's Cube in somewhere around a minute.
We're making ourselves sound less and
we're
less cool.
No.
This is what cool bands do.
Mario
Kart and Butterfly Knives.
Yeah, Butterfly Knives.
That's the name of the next.
Mario Kart, Rubik's Cubes, Tech Decks.
But also discussing literature and philosophy and everything, to be honest. Yeah, all of it.
Are Tech Decks the little like finger skateboards?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. It looks insane.
I saw someone break one of those out of the last Cuck, and they were doing it like on the stage.
That was Scotty Malcolm.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, listen to Scotty Malcolm, sick. By the way.
American Ninja Warriors. Shout out to American Ninja Warriors.
With a Z.
Cannot play that on the radio. For
sure. Definitely not.
No. I could probably play. He was doing that during Untitled.
Yeah, Untitled Noises. Yes.
Yeah, which I could probably play on air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I would probably want to do it at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And kind of catch people off guard, play some outsider music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I feel like that's performance art and it's,
yeah.
You miss some of it when it's just on air. Yeah. I did tell Jack that I think that Cuck needs to invest in a go-go cage for Evelyn.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that's, they're working on the cage.
They are genuinely working on the cage.
I've been talking to Jack and the cage is in process. There's actually, there's one next week
the 12th, right?
Yeah, the 12th. There's a pizza party.
I heard there's going to be a ball pit.
There's going to be a ball pit. We are not performing, but it is going to be a great time. There's a lot of great
Ted, the bear.
Ted from is gonna, the movie.
From Ted from Ted is going to be there.
Yep. Boston local Ted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, when did the ball pit come up?
I think that's
a good
because
question.
If it was within the last week, I will take credit for it.
It's probably within the last week.
It was within the last week.
Probably within the last week. I think ball pit was always going to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's inevitable.
The clowns. It's as soon
logical,
as you the
clowns. A logical progression from clowns to ball pit.
Feels natural.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what would you choose?
I take Riley's saxophone away from him. I played the saxophone
that's
in like middle school.
That's not
I mean, you could play together. You could do a duet.
No,
there are
other saxophones. Yeah, that's one of my favorite instruments, and I tried in middle school, and I just don't have like the physical ability to play the saxophone. Like, I got little lungs. I just can't do it, and it's heartbreaking. I would for sure play the saxophone.
Mm. Oh, I think my next one is going to be the oboe, so I'm going to say that because it's going to be a lot of hours.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Drum.
I would go like trumpet or trombone, some just brass instruments in general, because I used to play trumpet when I was like a little kid, and then I got braces in middle school, which made it impossible, and so I stopped and haven't ever started again. And I do love me some brass.
I just picked up a bugle. Ooh. At a flea market.
Cool.
$4.
Whoa. $4 bugle.
Whoa.
Yep. Some yeah, that was a. I'm really bad at it. Yeah.
For now.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Only up to go. When you're not working on music, what do you guys like to do for fun?
We did run through a few. We did run through a few of those things. I mean,
do you have any other like other than Call of Duty and Rainbow Knives and Tech Decks? And,
yes. Besides all that,
I try to watch a movie at least like 5 times a week. Like, wow. I'm watching a lot of movies.
Have you seen any good ones lately?
There's been a lot of good movies lately.
Yeah, there's been so many good movies lately. The last movie I watched was In a Violent Nature, which is a slasher from the perspective of the killer. I thought it was excellent. People online are saying it was boring and slow.
Usually we disagree with some of the online discourse.
Yeah, I think they're lame babies and they can't hack it.
Yeah. Word.
Unlike the killer.
Unlike the killer. Yeah. You got a bike.
I like to ride a bike now and again. I don't know if I'm definitely not competing with Eva's numbers, but I too enjoy watching movies. My girlfriend and I recently got an aquarium that's been taking up a lot of time. We got a bunch of fish. We got a 50-gallon aquarium with a bunch of plants and fish in it. It's pretty cool.
I do a lot of mixing stuff.
That doesn't count. You
can't say he that. Said not music.
Oh. I make a
lot. That's why none of us have said chef. Anything musical.
I'm actually a chef. But I can't tell you what my main dish is.
Yeah, Colin's a bit of a culinary like scientist.
Do you want to tell them about?
No, okay. I'm gonna vaguely allude to this dish because I kind of want my IP. I need to protect. No, Aiden, I need to protect my IP. Is my
dance
actual.
Around.
I need to dance around it because
you
it's
need
my
to trademark
no,
that.
I need yeah. So I have a breakfast dish and that's all I'm gonna say for now. But I have a breakfast dish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Do you like eggs?
I do like eggs.
Do you like dogs?
No, you're already okay. We need to. Can we move on?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I really hope that we have a table with whatever this breakfast dish is at a Cuck sometime soon.
That's a good idea. To set up like where the like baking people set up. Dude,
I would show up where you could not make out my face.
Right next to Nathaniel with his pickles.
Yeah. Actually, you will know that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Pickles were pretty good. 50
they were
cents
great
for a,
pickles.
Yeah.
Perky Travis. Shout out Perky Travis.
Yeah. Perky Travis. Big ups.
Yeah. And that's the other nice thing about Cuck, you know? Like, you go to a basement show, and every once in a while, you'll have something that has, like, vendors.
Mm-hmm.
But Cuck has really nice artists, and they do put out a zine each time.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first one at the last show, which was nice.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, good to start collecting those.
No, they're all really cool. They're very great. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to bring one in because there was one of the entries in it I thought was really fun, and I wanted to read it on air. Mm. I think it was called Lean or Tilt or some. I don't know. It was. It, yeah.
I'd have to look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at
it
too.
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. I think that we. Oh, do you guys play any covers?
We have. It has been done.
There. Yeah.
On occasion.
Okay, like one that has come out recently. We played Proud Mary before.
We like to play covers that are unlike the music that we play. Yeah.
The most covered song is definitely Use Me by Bill Withers.
Yeah. Yep. We really like that one.
There's a video of me when I was like 6 years old covering that song that I sent to the band. I was like, look, we're still doing it.
It's so wild. Here's a little tidbit. I don't know if this is actually we at our very first show ever. The last song of our official set was "Creep" by Radiohead.
Oh my god! We played "Creep" until right now.
And then they asked for another one, and we didn't have one. So me and Aiden turned around and taught Eva how to play "All Along the Watchtower."
Listen, knew the song.
You definitely knew how to
play it. I didn't know that it was called that. So when they were like, "Let's play this," I was like, "I don't know what song that is." But the second we started playing it, I was like,
"Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." But yeah,
we haven't brought that one out in a while. We did at a recent Cuck event. There we played like the first half of Tonight by Hot Chili.
Oh yeah,
Ray.
Yeah.
And
You
Belong
with
Me.
Yes, we have covered that.
I've had people ask us to do that one again. They want the Taylor.
I think it's better if we don't.
I think the pop covers are that has to
you
be
can
like
never
one
go
and
wrong.
Done.
Yeah.
I tried, people. this is what I'll play this clip for everybody that asked me.
We're coming up at the end of the hour. You guys have to sound check. Do you have any words of wisdom to leave us with?
Evidently not. Evidently,
doesn't seem like we're that wise.
You gotta speak from the heart.
Eat a meal.
Eat a meal.
Drink water. Stay hydrated.
Text a friend just because.
Yeah, I feel like you and I don't text each other. The listener. I think we have to keep talking more. So hit me up.
Yeah, keep in touch. Nice seeing you. To the listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Of course.
This is Makeout Palace. They're going to be playing right here tonight in an hour and a half on the Town with Mikey D. So don't miss that. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you.
My pleasure. All right. And here is a PSA, which I don't remember if I did one earlier. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And finishing us off tonight, we're going to have Julia Dacey's new single, My Body.